Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
I said, give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks.
Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley.
I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are watching and listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C and Ro Moran, the OG crew, at your service again. No Chino Liao, he is preparing some stuff. He's got to do a tour overseas in the next few days, so he'll tell you more about that on his social media. Ro and ASH Naman is in school, like a good student should be, so we're not going to be hearing from him on the live streams for quite some time. If you want to catch him, though, he's on the audio-only episode we most recently recorded, where we talked about Mother's Day and our moms and their relationship with our fandoms and our involvement in professional wrestling. But for tonight, we've got a full plate, as always. We're predicting WrestleMania Backlash. We're talking about news that happened outside the ring. And we're going to be doing bracketology for the Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament. So that's all happening tonight on the podcast. But first, Ro, batiin natin yung mga nambati sa'yo from the Wrestling Podcast fandom over at the Geek Talk PH screening.
Oh, yeah. Wait, how do you know about that? Anyway, I just wanted to say hey to the Geek Talk community. Some of them, recognized me from TikTok, and they got some of them got pictures of me. That's pretty cool, guys. So, may hatak pa rin pala ako. We were gathered together yesterday for a screening of Doctor Strange, as I was saying during the pre-show. And they put it all together for friends and family and sayang. So if y'all want to be part of that, I'm sure the next there's going to be a block screening for Thor Love and Thunder, which is happening in a few months, I guess, assuming everything is still all right here in our glorious country, if you will. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, alam ko lang because our good friend Anthony Coelho, who was also at that screening, told me a story about someone mistaking him for Chino Liao. So that's hilarious.
No. Hindi naman mistaking him for Chino. It's more like I was with Anthony kasi. So I was seated with Anthony kahapon. So when this guy asked me to sign his t-shirt, which is something I have not, experienced in a while, he thought that Anthony was, part of the show because he was with me. So I di naman niya sinabi, "Oy, ikaw ba si Chino Liao?" Sabi lang niya, "Oh, ikaw din ba, sir, na wrestling podcast ka rin ba?" Yun lang.
That's just pretty cool.
Just because they're both big boys does not mean he was mistaken for Chino.
Okay. I am mistaken. But when Anthony told me that story, I was laughing my ass off. Good entertainment for my Wednesday night. Say what's up to Boss Waki, one of our OG fans, syempre. Thank you so much for joining us as always. And the best of luck to you in your bid for pagiging konsehal over in Paranaque.
Oy, malapit na. Malapit na. Boss Waki, if you live in his district in Paranaque.
And if you want to hold him accountable, yun.
Yeah. His day of reckoning is also coming. So, ipanalo din natin si Boss Waki.
Yun. All right. Let's get to our wrestling talk for tonight. Teka, before we start pala, let's tell you about the Patreon community. Of course, it's growing by the day, and we've got another event happening in just a few days.
Yeah. So on Monday, this coming Monday, we will be having our watch party for WrestleMania Backlash, and it's going to be after work kasi yun nga, na-declare na na holiday on Monday because we all have to vote. And yeah, if you want to be part of that, all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast for as low as 250 pesos a month. Get access to our Discord community where we do the watch parties and where we talk about wrestling and other stuff. You get access to our exclusive review content where we review weekly television shows and pay-per-views. Then we get merch as well. Our merch is almost finished. We just saw the designs. I think you will love it. Kasi we
naka-approve lang namin ngayon.
Naka-approve lang namin. We have two designs on the way. And if you are a Wrestling Podcast patron, you get dibs for free because it's part of what you pay for. So again, 250 pesos a month. Patreon.com/wrestling podcast.
Yeah, one of these days when we finally get to hold a live recording session with you guys, hopefully watching, or like a watch party in person for real, maybe we can all wear our Wrestling Podcast t-shirts and post for a nice little picture, diba? So yeah, something to look forward to.
Tama.
All right, let's start things off with the bad news. This one happened over the weekend. There were another set of releases from the WWE. So among them, nasa picture, Dakota Kai, Malcolm Bivens, Harland, Persia Parada, Dexter Lumis, Draco Anthony, and a bunch of talents that we haven't really seen on TV at all. Paige Prinzivalli, Sanjana George, Raylan Devine, and Mila Malani. So all in all, 10 names who were released, and all of them were from the NXT system.
Yeah, so like I predicted, but when we talked, when we discussed April 15, and April 15 came and went without any releases, I did say that it could still happen, and it did happen, as we saw last Friday. So ito, I also read this bit of news, this rumor saying that the NXT releases will be a recurring thing now, a more regular thing. And as they sign more talent to the Performance Center, they're also going to keep evaluating talent every 90 days. So if you don't see progress, or if you don't make any progress in those 90 days, then they might, or they probably will cut you and make room for the people that they have been citing. Some of these names that you mentioned, some of them actually wanted to go. Like Malcolm Bivens, I know, wanted to go. He didn't re-sign. I think see Dakota Kai also did not want to re-sign because they kept her down there for so long. I could be wrong on that one, but I know that they didn't really see her as a main roster caliber talent, so that's one. But it's good to know then for me that it's not just all the heartless machine churning out these talents. So it's good to know that some of them also did not want to be part of WWE anymore. And that kind of takes away the sting of releases a little bit, because at least you know may agencies on how their career went.
Yeah, looking at the mga reactions on social media, syempre, again, we've said this ad nauseum over the last couple of years. It's never cool. It's never good when people lose their jobs. But for people like Dakota Kai, people like Malcolm Bivens, who are really being endorsed by the industry, people are putting up social media posts talking about how easy or how good they are naka work. I think they'll land on their feet. I think they'll be fine. So yun, just the best of luck to everybody. Kasi you never really want to be a part of names that gets cut at any point.
Yeah. So I saw a tweet about this. It said that it applied to both WWE and AEW. So AEW also made some releases earlier this week. They didn't renew some Grayson talent. Yeah, a lot of, not just him, a lot of other people. So Sinamarco Stunt, Stu Grayson,
Jack Evans. Joey Janela.
So it goes to show you that wrestling really is a business at the end of the day, and it's not just a hobby. So if there's anyone listening to this right now who is thinking, oh, I want to be a wrestler and I want to make it a living and I want to make it to the big time, this is the reality that you have to face. And the only reason why there is a quote-unquote career longevity here in the local scene is because it's not really a living here in the local scene. And a lot of the funds going to the wrestlers isn't a lot. So, konti lang din yung bayad. Kaya they can afford to keep these people on the payroll because the payroll isn't that deep.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and say it. I used to receive 300 pesos per show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and like across the board, it was pretty much similar. So no matter what you did, whether you performed in the main event or whether you jerked the curtain, 300 pesos. So that's good enough for like, what, dalawang C3 sa Jollibee and like a large upsize, you know? So dito sa Pinas, hindi pa talaga siya business. And that's something that not a lot of people seem to understand, especially when they try to get in the scene, lalo na here in the Philippines, and they don't have a concrete understanding of what the situation really is like.
I'd like to think that people who are actually serious about signing up, they know na hindi siya pang hanap buhay, hindi siya for a living talaga, and that the budgets be shallow. And it's just those who are commenting from the outside looking in, they think that there is an equal amount of glitz and glamour and fame waiting for them if they sign up for a wrestling company here.
Hindi, malamang talo ka pa nga, lugi ka pa because you're investing in your gear, your clothes,
exactly,
everything, exactly. Di ba? Yeah. Julian, hindi siya plug, pero thank you for considering it a plug and thank you for the congratulatory remark. I really appreciate that. All right, let's move on to our next news bit. Eto, good news naman since we're talking about the business. Freddie Prinze Jr. is planning to start his own wrestling company. So if you're a longtime listener of this podcast, you know that Ro and I have become fans of Freddie Prinze Jr.'s Wrestling with Freddie. And for several weeks, he's actually been alluding to his plans to start a company. Like when he interviewed Matt Cardona last month, binanggit niya na he had a 2-year plan. And that's why he took that recent movie over on Netflix so that he could have some money to start up this company. And according to his latest episode, where he went deep into yung interview niya with Ariel Helwani, sabi niya now he has a 3-year plan. He has a little bit more money than he had initially anticipated, and he's already looking into a full-time venue for the promotion, into storylines, things he can do to really make this company a reality by 2023.
So Leia says in the chat that Freddie Prinze Jr. is the next TK. I actually like that because he's not the next TK because, one, he doesn't have as much money as TK, and two, he has way better writing chops than TK ever will. Yeah, I'm really optimistic about Freddie's plans for his own wrestling company because I know that even though his wrestling pedigree right now is writing for WWE circa PG era, he demonstrates that he has a deeper understanding of how stories should be told, how promos should be written, and how you approach character work. And I'm really looking forward to witnessing all that. Because the wrestling part is major easy, relatively speaking. It's really the booking part that is a harder sell.
Yeah. So if you've been following Freddie Prinze Jr. after, you know, his stint in Hollywood, after, you know, he got married to Sarah Michelle Gellar, and after he started doing the podcast, he actually was supposed to be involved with the promotion that Jeannie Buss, the Lakers owner, and AJ Mendez are now a part of. So that was originally his plan. And then things didn't really work out the way that they all wanted. So now, he's working on something of his own. He was mentioning in the podcast that he actually did some consulting work for another promotion slash show that went on TV. And given your connections to Chris DeJoseph, I wouldn't be surprised if he was referring to Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground, but he said parang hindi. Diba?
No, he didn't name the promotion, pero sabi niya someone close to him, and he keeps talking about Chris DeJoseph on his podcast. Eh.
I guess you can connect that dot because DJing was working on Lucha Underground.
Yeah, yeah. CJM is asking about the Screen Actors Guild thing that was mentioned. So yeah, that was in the press release. Nah, he wants the wrestlers in his promotion to be affiliated with the Screen Actors Guild. And what that means for the talents involved is that they will be entitled to pension and benefits.
Yeah, that is huge because, as we all know, wrestling, the carny business, doesn't really have a lot of benefits in store for the talent. So, malaking deal yun. Tony Khan has kind of trumpeted that he would have benefits for some of his talents, pero I don't think, or not much was made of that after AEW began. So I don't know if that's still the thing. So props to Freddie for actually seeking out these benefits for whoever is going to wrestle for him.
Yeah, iba rin eh, pag yung owner mismo, the owner of the promotion is actually the one pushing for this. Kasi, di ba, yung thing about insurance and benefits, matagal na siyang usap-usapan eh. And yeah, when AEW came to be, there was that expectation because even the EVPs were talking about it. But in the 3 years since AEW launched, parang wala na ring na bring up ulit about the insurance conversation. So now that Freddie Prinze Jr. is the one who's really beating the drum on talents being part of the Screen Actors Guild, I think that's good news for the people who will be involved, and it's a step in the right direction for the industry.
Yep, you said it.
Right, we're going to do WrestleMania Backlash predictions in a bit, but first, we'll be taking a break, and here's how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Lazada.
All right, guys, today is 5-5. It is the Super Brands Fiesta over on Lazada. All you got to do to support the podcast with your online shopping on Lazada is use our affiliate link, podlink.co/IAM. Type that in a mobile browser at the cart and check out from the app. And what you buy during the 5-5 sale will go a long way in helping us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's get to some of the shout-outs over on Kumu.
Saying hey to Scumageddon, who is stuck in traffic. Sorry, bro, but at least you're watching us on Kumu, so you get to keep up with the wrestling talk. I miss you, man. I don't know if you were here last week. I parang hindi. So thank you and welcome back. Saying hey to Nick 07 Cabales. Hi, Stan and Roy. What do you think for Rowdy and Flair? Stay tuned because we are about to predict that. So, Diyaka lang. Huwag kang malis. Kasi malapit na namin i-predict. Si Admin Angelo sent Scramble. Maraming salamat. Who else? Thank you to everyone who has signed up or who has joined us tonight. Juliana Marie 8554 says, hi, Lods. Hello. Maraming salamat. And thank you for tuning in. And please keep smashing those hearts. Kasi we want Kumu to know that you like Wrestling Talk on here.
Thank you very much to Kumu, as always. I actually ran into James Rumor last night at the PhilBasket Finals.
Nice.
He was a guest on the show last year, one of the big bosses over at Kumu, and they're really supporting content creators like us and like PhilBasket as well in trying to get all of this stuff off the ground.
I didn't know James was here.
Yes, he's back in the Philippines.
Nice.
All right, let's get to WrestleMania Backlash predictions. You know how we do this. Let's start off with Happy Corbin and Madcap Moss.
They've been pushing Madcap Moss, so I would not be surprised if he actually gets the win. Because he's not bad, it's just that he has a pretty lame gimmick that nobody really likes. So I guess this is like part of the... And I know he doesn't do jokes anymore, but maybe this is part of his transformation. So yeah, I just know that they like him a lot.
Yeah, I actually think the Madcap Moss din yung mananalo, and napapaisip ako eh, like, how do you improve the Madcap Moss character? Like, where does he go from here? Sige, after he beats Happy Corbin, he can't keep being the guy in suspenders, no?
Yeah, I don't know. It depends on what Vince wants, but I'm guessing he's already pitching new stuff over there. I don't know. I have no other ideas for him other than probably something out of left field. So, good luck lang sa kanya on whatever he wants to do. I'm guessing he's just going to be a goofy baby face or whatever.
Yeah, hanging around in the mid-card in the meantime. Right? No, Aaron, no. Why? Why do you want that? Why do you want that in your wrestling? Right, next up, let's talk about Bobby Lashley versus Omos. So, I think first match ni Omos with MVP in his corner.
Omos lost in WrestleMania, so there's no reason why Omos should lose again. He's got the manager, so I don't see why he should lose this.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, it looks like Omos needs to get his win back as well. And I think there might be a third match down the road between Bobby Lashley and Omos. And, you know, there has to be some shenanigans since the MVP is going to get involved. Right, next up, talk about AJ Styles and Edge. Ito, as of this week's Raw, AJ beat Damian Priest. So Damian Priest is banned from ringside. Then Finn Balor made the save when Edge and Damian Priest beat up AJ Styles.
Yeah, as I said last week, I'm super kind of over this. I'm over Edge. I kind of figured out why I don't like this Judgment Day thing. It's because Edge is talking like a regular douchebag. Kasi napansin mo yung promo siya. It's him being the rated R superstar. And then it doesn't jive with the supernatural, pseudo-supernatural stuff that he's been doing with the lights, the weird evil powers, having a henchman. So parang, but ganun? But hindi siya parang si Undertaker, if he's gonna be the Undertaker. Is it because he is trying to distance the group away from the House of Black? If that's the case, then why still be an edgelord, or why is it still an edgy thing with the whole Judgment Day thing? Why can't it be just like, you know, Evolution 2022?
So what do you want Edge to do? To just be the rated R superstar again?
Yeah, be the rated R superstar. Have his own stable of young guys. Literally be Triple H. Because he's already taken his cues from other older talent that are bigger than he is. So might as well, diba? So hindi mo naman magagawa yung House of Black thing because may House of Black sa AEW. So, and he's not doing any of that anyway. So it's just weird. It's just like there's no solid direction on what solid vision on what the group really wants to be or what he wants the group to be. So yeah, anyway, AJ won the first match, so
yeah,
I guess Edge has to win here.
Yeah, otherwise Judgment Day would look like a flop. No, what do you think about AJ and Finn having that moment where they, you know, gave everyone the wink, wink, nudge, nudge, Bullet Club too sweet?
Actually, sana ginawa nilang tag team match to. Like, it's already there. They already set up the match. And then somehow it's still a singles match, diba? So I would have much rather been interested in the Bullet Club versus Judgment Day. That seems to be like a bigger match to me.
Feeling like at some point Damian Priest will get involved anyway, because otherwise, but it's kind of weird now. Okay, he's banned from ringside and he actually doesn't make his presence felt. And I think that's how Finn Balor gets involved again.
No, I think it's a weird bit of timing because they set up the Bullet Club reunion without actually owning up to the Bullet Club reunion. And then they're still pushing the singles match. Sana ginawa na lang nila have the singles match on the pay-per-view, and then on next week's Raw, do the Finn interference, the Finn run-in, and, you know, build up to the next pay-per-view already with the Bullet Club.
What if AJ starts his own group then with Finn just to counter tong Judgment Day, assuming that Edge is actually still building his ranks?
I don't think it's a group that he'll be building. I just think that they're going to team together in their capacity as former Bullet Club leaders and members.
Parang ano na rin, as a locker room vets, no? Since they're both 40 and above.
Yep.
All right. Next up, let's talk about the 6-man tag. Ito, nagulat tayo over the weekend. It is now a 6-man tag because we entered WrestleMania Backlash's build-up believing that it would be RK-Bro versus the Usos in a unification match for the tag team championships. And instead, Drew McIntyre and Roman Reigns are now in the fold.
Okay, so I don't know what happened here. It's super weird. Emil, no, it wasn't a tag unification match.
It was. Roman, and then
no,
they changed it.
It wasn't anymore because Roman, you know, tore up the contract. And that is super weird to me because as far as I remember, he told the Usos to get all the gold, diba? he instructed them to hoard all the tag gold so that they can all have bloodline all belts, diba? And then all of a sudden, he goes back on that just because RK-Bro attacked them. So I don't know what's going on here. Medyo may kulang sa storytelling nila. It would have made more sense if RK-Bro also went for Roman, and then Roman got personally pissed off, and then that's why he decided to change the match and make it a six-man tag to involve himself. So that's really, really weird to me. And that is medyo not in good form, especially when you realize that when it comes to Roman, they usually tell an okay story. Anyway, the result of this match, I don't know. I think there's a good chance that the faces win here because it's not for any stakes, so it's a safe loss for them to take.
Yeah, and hindi naman kailangan si Roman yung mapin. You can have Jimmy or Jay eat the pin here in the six-man tag. And if anything, having Drew McIntyre here most likely sets up yung Drew and Roman feud for real, for real. I think the next premium live event has to be Money in the Bank. I'm not quite sure. So kung ganun, then Money in the Bank's probably a bigger pay-per-view or premium live event, and that's where we'll get Drew and Roman.
Yeah. By the way, I just wanted to correct myself. People have been pointing out in the chat. Yeah, sorry. Edge won the match against AJ at WrestleMania. I can't remember why I thought it was otherwise. Ah, kasi Damian Priest interfered.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I guess AJ has to win. Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So yeah, let's move on to the championship matches. Starting off with this one. Di pala championship match. Cody and Seth. 2.0.
I feel like Cody's winning again. I just feel it because they're really high on Cody. They want him to be the next legit challenger. So unless they are going for a third match, I think Cody's winning. So I don't know. I just don't see them going for a third match.
Oh, I disagree. I think there will be a third match. If anything, I think we've seen naman na if WWE senses something that people are really going nuts for, in this case, Cody being the really hot product out there, they're probably going to be milking it as much as, you know, and give us as many big premium live event level matches as we can. So I think Cody Seth 3 will happen, probably at Hell in a Cell, as Sina Admin Angelo are pointing out in the comment section. So yeah, in that case, they have to trade wins here. So see Seth probably come backlash.
Yeah, I guess. I just don't want to see the third match happen because they've already milked this for so long. I don't know what else you can do after this match. I guess there is something you can do if Cody loses, but I just don't want to see it. I'm fine with moving on.
Yeah. See, Seth kind of took things in a personal route or level this week when he took a dig at Dusty Rhodes. So I don't know kung talagang i-emphasize pa nila yon if they decide to extend after WrestleMania Backlash. Roman J was asking in the comment section if Seth Rollins will come out in Stardust gear just to piss off Cody.
Why not, right? Why the fuck not? If that happens, then sige, let's have the third match. That's a free idea for Seth.
Oh, di ba ginawa naman niya kay Roman nung Royal Rumble? He came out in the Shield entrance and tried to really get under Roman's skin. So if that works for Seth dito kay Cody, then we'll probably get that third match come Hell in a Cell.
Yep.
Right. Finally, I think this will be the main event because it's the only singles champ. It's the only championship match on the card. It's the I Quit match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey. Really unusual to have a premium live event na ito lang yung championship match.
Yeah. Well, that's the state of their booking right now. I guess you can't pay-per-view. You can't put Sonya versus Bianca on the pay-per-view. At this point, Ronda has to win. Like, ano pang gagawin natin kung panalo ulit si Charlotte, right? It's an I Quit match, right? It's an I Quit match?
Yeah, it's an I Quit match.
I don't see Ronda quitting here. That usually spells the foreseen result for this.
Yeah, for a while, the English announcers have been making a deal out of how Charlotte is never submitted. And then somebody pointed out, nah, I think it was like TLC or something during the Thunderdome era, nah, Charlotte tapped out. So, yun, the point is, she rarely taps out. She rarely quits. So I think it will still be a big deal if Ronda makes Charlotte quit in the main event of WrestleMania Backlash.
Yeah.
Roman J's asking.
Go ahead, Roman J.
He's asking, what will Charlotte do after she loses to Ronda?
Finally go back to the back of the line, like for once. Like the SmackDown women's division, the women's championship scene could use a whole bunch of new names. So, iba naman. To quote Kalio, iba naman. Magagawa naman.
Yeah, I mean, Lacey Evans is about to re-debut as a babyface. So maybe they can have her and Charlotte feud again. You know, obviously without Ric Flair getting involved this time around. So that's something fresh for either of them to do. Who else is on SmackDown? Aaliyah's on SmackDown. She's not doing anything. Xia Li's on SmackDown. Shotzi, they're not doing anything. I don't know. So there. Those are our predictions for WrestleMania Backlash. Let us know what you think. Hit us up in the comments. Keep them coming. And let us know what you think will happen come Election Day. Okay, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about AEW. We'll also do Bracketology. And we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of The Animal, Dave Batista, in WWE. So yun yung TBT natin for this week. Kasi sa WWE, it's Batista Week. That's all happening after the break. But first, here's how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Shopee.
Right, guys. Again, also on Shopee, we have the 5/5 Brands Festival. So if you are getting anything, whether for Mother's Day or for yourself, all you got to do is use our affiliate link to support the podcast in the process. It is podlink.co/W9X, podlink.co/W, the number 9, and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick word from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia. Do we have any new shout-outs on Kumu?
Saying hey to Runaway Kevin, who has sent 6 fire emojis. Wow. Thank you, man. Scumageddon says, really hoping for Bailey to return this Sunday. Yeah, we do kind of need Bailey. Runaway Kevin is sending us a bunch of scramble. Maraming salamat, dude.
Oi, thank you.
Thank you for that. That is surely going to go towards our diamond count. Thank you, Scumageddon, for also sending your scramble. Welcome back to Lasagna. Hi, man. Saying hey to Jerly Mabilin, who has followed us on Kumu. Thank you, thank you. Who else? Yun. Anyway, thank you to everyone who is still tuned in here on Kumu and Siyempre on Facebook. And please keep smashing those hearts as we continue to talk about wrestling and what, and that's the way you show people that you enjoy wrestling talk here on Kumu.
Yun. If you're on Spotify naman, you're listening to us on the audio-only version, please follow the podcast over there. Give us a 5-star rating after you've checked out an episode. That also helps us really go toe-to-toe with the rest of the podcasts over on Spotify. Back to the comments. Erin, see Dewdrop nasa Raw, and she's starting something new with Nikki A.S.H. So that's actually pretty intriguing coming out of Raw. Roman J. Mentions that Charlotte could feud with Raquel Rodriguez. Yeah, why not? I mean, Raquel's not really feuding with anybody after Natty and Shayna Baszler, diba? So that could also be something for Charlotte to do if and when she loses the SmackDown Women's Championship to Ronda Rousey. All right, let's talk about AEW and start off with the champion, Hangman Adam Page. Wala siya last week because of COVID health and safety protocols. And this week he came back out and he addressed the challenge ni CM Punk, and the way he responded kind of sounded like he turned heel.
Saying hey to boss Chili Willy, who is in the comments right now. Sup, Chili. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right, back to Hangman Adam Page. I think he really needed this. It's not a full heel turn because obviously man, that he is just kind of healing it up because somebody needs to be the heel in this feud. And pretty obviously, a lot of people, or almost everyone in the AEW crowd, love CM Punk.
Wala ka na magagawa, no one's gonna boo Punk.
Oh, wala ka na magagawa dun kasi CM Punk yun eh. Wala ka nang laban dun. And but this is a blessing in disguise for him because everyone has been bored by the Adam Page championship reign, and showing a little bit of grit, a little bit of edge, a little bit of personality beyond the anxious millennial cowboy thing is going to be good for him to stand out on his own as a as one of the AEW World Champion Pantheon, diba? So I'm all for this. I am glad that they adjusted. They didn't try to force the whole face versus face matchup. And I hope they keep it after, even after the CM Punk feud.
What did you think of the way that Hangman kind of turned here, though? Like, for one thing, he called out Cash and Dax and said nah, their match nung Dynamite last week was masturbatory and full of Owen Hart references.
I agree.
Or Bret and Owen Hart references.
I totally agree. I did not disagree with that take. But I don't know.
Should a wrestler be doing that to his co-wrestlers, though? Like, they're part of the same brand.
I would like to think that he ran it by them because you just don't say that stuff without telling them, okay, can I say this about your match? Because it's part of the heel turn I'm doing so that we can sell this feud, right? So I would like to think that over there in that company, they are professional enough to, give a heads up to the people they'll be talking trash about, diba? So sana naman may ganun silang courtesy, diba?
Yeah, sana. Otherwise, there'll be hell to pay.
Yeah. So, if it wasn't approved by them, we'll find out soon enough in the dirt sheets, right? I don't know. I like it. I liked it a lot. And I know I said that I didn't like it when Bryan Danielson woke up on the wrong side of the bed against Hangman Page himself. So the circle of life comes around, right?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
But I don't know. It's because you put him up against someone like CM Punk talaga, and it just kind of makes sense for you to be a little angry and bitter.
Yeah, in a way, it's kind of like how when CM Punk was WWE champion for a year and he was never really in the main event throughout that run. And then now, na Hangman Adam Page is a world champion. It's not like he's the biggest star in AEW. Like, you can argue na it's Jon Moxley or Chris Jericho or Bryan or Punk.
It's Punk. Punk himself. Punk has taken the role that he used to rail against back in 2011, diba? So, dati, he was the world champion that was being iniechapuera siya ng mga bigger stars. And now, he is the bigger star who is doing the same thing to the world champion na iniechapuera lang.
Yeah, Hangman bitched about it by saying, Punk's off somewhere filming a TV show, probably heels.
Yeah, so I thought that made sense. And sana they flesh it out a little bit more. I don't know, maybe do a vignette like they did with the Blackpool Combat Club this week. That's pretty cool. And I think there is a lot of room there to explore why all of a sudden Hangman has this attitude on him.
Yeah, Hangman could reference when Punk himself was saying the same things, being in that same position. So diba, that would be a nice way to just self-reference yung career history mismo ni CM Punk.
Aaron asks, bakit si CM Punk, bakit hindi si CM Punk yung nag-turn ng konti? I don't know. It's because people want to cheer Punk, you know?
He's too popular.
He's way too popular. They don't really want a reason to boo him. They don't want to be seen as cheering an asshole like that. Even though, yes, he kind of did it versus Kingston. But Kingston also adjusted for him in that feud, diba? He only fired back when Eddie Kingston himself took a shot.
Yeah. Hindi lang yun. I also think na CM Punk is kind of like in New Day / Roman territory. Na he sells too much merch for AEW and pro wrestling tees. And when you're talking about those kind of merch numbers, I doubt na you'd want to turn them heel. Kasi syempre, mata-turn off yung mga bata, diba? Yung mga bibili ng merch.
He does it versus Eddie Kingston. Yes, he does it, but also Eddie Kingston does it to him. So even though they're both technically faces, they're pretty much assholes to each other, and that kind of cancels out. So you can't, I don't think you can really use the Eddie Kingston argument in this particular case with CM Punk. Eh?
JM asks, would Adam Page turn heel for real kung pinainom or binuhusan niya ng beer si CM Punk like Chris Jericho did a decade ago?
Oh yeah, yes, for sure. I mean, that's Paul that Yun. Is that is, you know, consumption without consent. You know, it's a kind of rape, you know.
Yeah, you don't do that to a straight edge person or a teetotaler. Yeah. So Paul Yun. So that would be a heel turn for real, JM. Right. Any other thoughts on Hangman, or do you want to move on to bracketology?
Yeah, let's move on. Let's go.
Sige. Let's show you yung final bracket for the men's tournament of the Owen Hart Foundation Cup. So they revealed this earlier on AEW after the final two qualifying matches. Nagulat ako na 8 lang. I would have thought na there would be 16 names. But I guess sabi mo nga road sa Discord natin na the qualifying matches were kind of like the unofficial first round.
Yeah, I kind of noticed this na rin when I realized that they were putting good matches in the qualifiers, in the qualifying round. So, yun. It's the unofficial first round that they just couldn't do in one go. So, I'm assuming that this first round will be on Dynamite and Rampage in the same week. And then as they whittle it down, they'll do it on a Rampage, and they'll probably have the finals on the pay-per-view.
Yeah, yung Double or Nothing. I'm pretty sure na the men's and women's finals will be taking place at Double or Nothing. So, sige, first question, who's Joker going to be?
I do not know. I hope it's Cesaro. That is my pick for Joker.
My pick is Miro. We haven't seen Miro at all, diba, in the last few months because of injury. And I think Miro versus Samoa Joe would be a hell of a matchup.
Yeah, I would like to see that matchup. Jace, FTR is no longer part of the Pinnacle. They walked out on MJF and they fired Tully. So, nung nag-turn face to the, they were officially gone from the group.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Samoa Joe versus Miro would be fun, but I think Cesaro would be a better option here.
Sabi ni Lance, Satnam Singh. Parang di pa siya ready. I don't know. Parang di pa. Sige, let's predict this. Let's go round by round. Samoa Joe versus Joker. Who advances here? It's got to be Joe, right?
I don't know, man. It depends. It's weird that they put a big name in Joe against a potentially big name as the returning Joker or the debuting Joker. So I'm going to guess Joker wins here. Because it's just, I think Joe is going to lose by way of interference from Jay Lethal's group. That's the pick for me.
Okay, interesting. Sa brackets at taas, Ray Fenix and Kyle O'Reilly.
Kyle for sure.
Yeah, ako rin. Kyle
I wish. I kind of wish they put Dante in this spot. Because it's obvious that whoever was going to win between Dante and Fenix, they were going to lose to Kyle O'Reilly anyway.
All right. On the other side, Jeff Hardy versus Darby Allin. I think it's Darby.
Yeah, no? You're not going to like that, but syempre, it's Darby. People, the fans love Darby. Tony Khan loves Darby. And I'm pretty sure he's going to get a deep run in this tournament.
Ho-hum. All right. Next, Adam Cole and Dax Harwood. Adam Cole?
Yeah, I would say Adam Cole. My guess is if it's Adam Cole advancing, my guess is it's Joker versus Adam Cole in the finals.
Ooh, okay. Ang iniisip ko is Joker or Samoa Joe versus, I don't know, Darby in the finals. Sabi mo nga, deep run. And I think Darby makes the finals here.
Pwede. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. But I also know that Tony Khan is pretty high on Adam Cole, so that's going to be a big semifinal matchup.
What is the reward for the winner? Na-announce na ba?
Wait, let me check. I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, it is a title shot. Wait.
I'm not sure. Di ko maalala kung ano, kung ano yung prize for the winner of the tournament. So that's a good question, Glendale. JM, I don't think Bret Hart's going to be the Joker just because he's too old and too retired. So I doubt it.
Okay, ang sinabi lang is they're gonna get a trophy called the Owen. So wala pang sinabi kung may title shot. But I guess it's gonna be like the brass ring. That is a random...
I mean, Scorpio Sky waited a year to cash that brass ring.
He did get a title shot out of that. So I wouldn't be surprised if whoever wins the Owen gets a title shot of some sort. World Championship shot. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a World Championship shot.
Oh, medyo big names to. Hindi siya yung parang, not to demean the TNT Championship, but it's not the TNT level.
Aaron actually brings up a good point that Dax could make it to the finals because he is a big Bret fan. So I don't think Dax is going to win though because that would make him a single star. And that's just not what they're doing, to quote Nintendo.
Yeah, yeah. FTR is perfectly happy being a tag team. And I don't think they're looking to split up anytime soon. So if Dax makes a deep run, yun lang. He's probably just going to make the semis or the finals here. But I doubt that Adam Cole loses in the first round.
Yeah, Also, Julian, too soon, man. Too soon. What is wrong with you? The fuck is wrong with you?
Why? Why, Julian? Why? All right, people in the comments are saying na it's likely Adam Cole yung mananalo dito or Darby Allin. Yun yung nakikita kong names na pinapredict nilang mananalo. Let us know what you think if you disagree with yung picks namin. So just for the record again, the pick is either Joker or Darby. So there. Yeah. That's the Wrestling Podcast. Or Adam Cole.
At this point, Adam Cole can win the tournament for all I care. Go ahead.
I mean, it's the same way I feel about Darby Allin winning this thing again for all I care. So, whatever. All right, that's going to do it for Bracketology. Let's go to our TBT for this week. And May 5, 2002 was the date that Dave Bautista debuted in the WWE. So that means that we are 20 years removed from that debut, and that leads us to Batista Week. TBT natin, we're celebrating the animal Dave Bautista. So like we do every time we talk about eto mga legends that we all know and love, let's talk about our favorite matches or memories and moments, or if for some reason you had a personal interaction with Bautista nung dumalaw siya dito sa Pinas. Let us know in the comment section. That would be a fun story to tell. Let's start with you, Ro. What's your favorite Bautista moment?
The original face turn noong 2005 in this picture at WrestleMania 21 season was super well done. It's still one of my favorite Bautista moments. When they pour effort into something that they want to do, a lot of times it ends up being great. And this was the definition of great storytelling. They played it really, really well, from Batista's Royal Rumble win to Triple H calling him dumb and thinking he's nothing more than a glorified henchman. And then him eventually making it, coming into his own as a legit big star that, you know, he is, because he's just got it all, right? He's got the look that Vince wants. He is a pretty solid hand in there. He's not the best, but he plays his role really well. And they cap it off with the championship win that he deserved, because he just got so over. And to deny him that win would have been a huge, huge crime at WrestleMania.
Yeah, feeling ko natuto rin. Well, natuto rin sila given what happened with Booker T just 2 years prior, when everybody was saying, oh, Booker should have won that match at WrestleMania 19. I guess it was a make good of sorts sa wrestling karma. For me, my favorite Batista moment's probably the feud with Eddie, which was very short-lived because it was literally in the last month of Eddie's life. But I love my poop humor, so I loved how they were kind of messing with Eddie. He thought na he was gonna put laxative in Batista's burrito. And ang ganda nung rapport nila na Eddie was nung una inaahas niya yung world championship from Batista, and then eventually they actually became friends. And diba, rumor has it, when the day that Eddie died, he was actually supposed to win the world heavyweight championship from Batista. And of course, that never happened. Yeah.
Because Batista was injured and they had to do a quick title change on TV.
Yes.
So, sayang yun. I mean, imagine of all the days you were going to die, it was on your second championship, on the day of your second championship win, diba?
Yeah. The universe has a very fucked up sense of humor. So, yun, that's my favorite Batista storyline, aside from binanggit ni Ro.
Yeah. Another thing I also want to talk about is Batista's transition to Hollywood. So,
yeah.
Before John Cena did Peacemaker on TV, I thought Batista was the best wrestler turned actor so far from WWE. You know, The Rock, as you all know, was just, you know, The Rock in almost all of his TV and movie roles. But Batista really tried to push it as an art form and tried to immerse himself in different kinds of roles, diba? So I really appreciated that about Batista, and I was really happy for him that he found a new passion outside of wrestling, because he did get into wrestling pretty late and he wasn't really a wrestling fan growing up, so to him it was just a job.
Yeah, and the fact that he actually made it on his own terms, because he could have just taken lahat ng mga big tough guy action roles that were being offered to him after he left WWE the first time. But instead, he actually pursued the craft of acting. So much respect to him for doing that. And to add rin, it was a big deal at the time when we all knew na, oh, Pinoy ito ah, Bautista, di ba? And he eventually had the Philippine flag on his shoulder. Then they started really marketing him here. He had that energy drink commercial. Like, I remember commuting and taking the LRT sa May Katipunan. And then yung mukha ni Batista, nakabalandra dun, di ba? Nakapaskil yung ad niya and stuff like that. So I thought that was really, really, really cool for representation early on. And the fact na, oh, this is a wrestling guy. Like, he's one of us. You know what I mean? So parang, that was a big deal to me as a kid.
Yeah, Batista was a really, as somebody mentioned here, I think, it was, yes, Emil, he mentioned that everybody knew Batista. And yeah, he was a big crossover star in the Philippines. And that was super rare. Because that was a time when wrestling had fewer and fewer crossover stars. And you had Cena on one hand, you still had Triple H, but you also had Batista, which everyone knew here. Kasi yun nga, Pilipino siya.
Right, right. Yun din yung time na lahat ng celebrity na may dugong Pinoy kahit gaano ka konti. Oh, Pinoy, Pinoy. Nicole Scherzinger, Pinoy Pride. Ah, Dave Batista, Pinoy Pride, all that stuff. He was also a meme before memes were a thing. Because if you remember the old design of the 20 peso bill, I think we all messed around with it so we could say that Manuel L. Quezon had turned into Batista.
Yeah. JM says Batista over Cena in terms of acting. I would agree with you, but then Peacemaker happened. So I haven't seen Batista do what Cena did in Peacemaker. So until that happens, Cena kind of is better right now.
Si Jay, sabi niya favorite moment niya nung nag-guest si Batista sa Eat Bulaga. Yeah. We know how those things go. Yeah. Julian, favorite niya, si Batista saying, give me what I want in 2010. That was a meme. Glendale, yung series in a Batista and Undertaker. Leo also shouting that out. Ano pa ba? Thads, we're not going to make fun of wrestlers botching stuff, please. Let's not do the botchamania stuff. That's not cool. JM, Batista versus Booker T's feud. Yeah, I think they had a best of seven din, di ba? Was that Booker and Benoit? Or
Batista and Benoit.
Julian mentioning Batista's promo during the Eddie Guerrero Raw tribute show. Yeah, that's right. Roman J mentioning yung spotlight gimmick ni Batista, like in towards the end of his first run. Ano pa ba? Wacky says he agrees with you, Ro, of Batista being one of the better builds of first-time champ. Yeah. Leo mentioning the feuds, the iconic ones. Aaron mentioning the Royal Rumble in 2005, the double elimination, then Vince McMahon coming out, tearing his quads, and the whole build to WrestleMania 23 with The Undertaker. So that was pretty good. Ano pa ba? Batista versus Rey in 2009, sabi ni Admin Angelo. Bluetista. Yes, that happened in 2014. Who could forget? Ano pa ba? Janelle also mentioning Give Me What I Want. Thad's mentioning SmackDown 1000, yung mic drop ni Batista to Triple H during the Evolution reunion. Yeah. That also kind of helped set up yung final match nilang dalawa. JM also mentions, besides Drax, favorite role niya of Batista is the silent henchman type.
Yeah, that was pretty
double
good.
Barrel the Eagle Suspector. Yeah.
That was a really good role for Batista.
A lot of people are also mentioning the Jodie Foster movie as one of his iconic roles. I haven't seen that, but you know, for some reason, people really love Batista in that one. Blade Runner. There, that's another movie that people are loving from Batista's filmography. Jay saying na ano nagustuhan niya nung sinakal ni Batista si Tajiri hanggang lumabas yung mist from his mouth. When did this happen? And why do I not know of this?
Batista has one of the best theme songs in WWE. That's actually true, yeah. It's also a good thing that Jim Johnston really made a nice instrumental track. It was generic sounding, but then Saliva also did their magic and turned it into one of the more popular themes from the mid-2000s.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys don't know who Saliva is, naalala niyo yung isang theme song ng Spider-Man movie from back in the day, si Chad Kroger, yung kaduet niya, yun yung vocalist ng Saliva, si Josie Scott. So there, that's Saliva. And you may have heard a lot of their music throughout wrestling history on top of the Batista theme song.
Yeah, I miss,
Julian
I miss...
asks, ano mas prefer natin, yung instrumental or yung I Walk Alone? Siyempre yung buong kanta.
Yeah, I Walk Alone is really great. You know, it really hypes you up.
Mm-hmm. And when I heard it live nung WrestleMania 35, iba yung feeling. So, nakaka-hype siya talaga. Like, you'd really wanna run through a brick wall and fight somebody. So, there. Thank you, everybody, for letting us know what your favorite Batista moments are as we celebrate Batista Week here at the Wrestling Podcast.
Sorry. Janelle brought up the Last Man Standing finish with duct tape.
Ah, yes.
Duct tape!
Innovative yun for its time.
Yes, God, can't believe nobody thought of that until Cena. And then I wasn't even mad at it because, oh man, why wouldn't you bind someone's feet to the ring? Right, that's not illegal at all. Like,
No DQ naman eh.
Yeah, tsaka yung rule naman is basta di siya tumayo, di ba? That doesn't stop you from doing that. That was really
that's
good.
Right. Yeah. It sounds like something Toru Yano would do. But yeah, John Cena and Batista actually did that at a pay-per-view. So there. That's Batista Week here on the Wrestling Podcast. All right, so we're going to talk about Roderick Strong here. Because there was a list of names that got released from WWE, all of them being NXT talents. And right around the same time, it was reported that Roderick Strong reportedly wants out of his WWE contract.
Yun, so... Champere, there were names. Malcolm Bivens, his partner in Diamond Mine, he got to get out of his contract because he ended up not re-signing it. But the thing is, Roderick Strong had a renewed contract. He re-signed, I think, before or around the time that the Undisputed Era broke up. And I think that was the time he got into the contract he's in now, and he can't quite get out of it because the company is also worried that he'll just take his talents AEW and join his friends, diba? And that's totally normal, that's totally expected for the WWE because siempre you got somebody as talented as Roddy Strong, but siempre at the same time this is a main roster level caliber talent who is still stuck in developmental, so that shouldn't be the case, right? And he's not there with his friends, he's not there with the people he thought he was gonna get when he started Diamond Mine, and I guess it's sad. And I kind of get it, I kind of get where he's coming from, that he's just not happy where he is right now. Pero it's a tough situation for WWE as well, because I understand why they won't let him go.
Yeah, based on the stuff we read over the weekend when this news came out, somebody reported that yung original lineup for Diamond Mine was supposed to be Roderick Strong, Malcolm Bivens, Hideki Suzuki or Hachiman, Tyler Rust, and Marina Shafir. And of all those names, si Roddy na lang yung nandun pa sa WWE. So that could also be one of the factors kung bakit di na masaya si Roddy. We don't know. Syempre, we don't know the entire story here. I'm actually more curious about how and why Roderick Strong can still be Roderick Strong on NXT.
I think it's because they think he's a big enough name. I think, although hindi rin eh, he's not that big of a deal, objectively speaking. So I guess it's also on the horizon and he knows it as well. So he wants to leave before that ever happens, before they take away his identity. So that is my guess. That's just my take on whether or not they're going to change his name. And yeah, I think it's in line with the picture of NXT that the former Ember Moon has also painted in her interview with Chris Van Vliet. So she said that things really changed after Triple H got sidelined with his heart incident and Vince and Bruce Pritchard got more involved. So everything that we were reading in the dirt sheets was accurate. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if Roderick Strong feels the same way, especially after everything that's happened.
Yeah, I guess it could be a case of yung expectations not being met, diba? Especially for Roddy. I think if you look at the timelines, when the Undisputed Era broke up, patapos na yung contract ni Adam Cole, diba? Tapos patapos na rin yung kina Kyle O'Reilly and Johnny Gargano. I think they just signed on very short extensions towards the end of 2021. So, out of all those guys, si Roddy na lang talaga yung natira. Everybody had moved on.
Yeah, I think he thought that he was getting something cool with Diamond Mine. And being the leader of your own group is no small thing, right? And
yeah,
now they're kind of threatening that with a potential dissolution of the group. If the current story is anything to go off on, diba? Because they're having some internal issues, conflicts. So I am guessing that that's about to be taken away from him as well. And that's just not what he signed up for.
Yeah, parang ganun na yung kwento, diba? Kasi for the last few weeks, it was as if Roddy and Malcolm Bivens were no longer aligned. And then biglang, okay, Malcolm Bivens has been released in real life. So in the storyline, parang may unwritten chapter where I guess Roddy is still here and Malcolm Bivens is not. So Malcolm Bivens got let go by Diamond Mine. And then now he's cheating on behalf of the Creed brothers who are officially babyface because they want to win stuff the hard way. They really want to go through the chase to become NXT tag team champions. So hindi din align tong sina Roddy and the Creed brothers, which could probably lead nga to Diamond Mine breaking up less than a year into its existence as a faction.
I just wonder if Roddy can quit the same way Ember Moon quit. Because Ember Moon tells a story of her just canceling all her flights, all her dates with the company, and just walking out of the roster. So I don't know if he can do the same thing, if he really feels strongly about it. Because apparently, if she can do that, then what's to stop any other disgruntled talent from doing the same?
How do you feel about that though? Kasi hindi ba unprofessional yun? I mean, at the end of the day, whether you're happy or not dun sa employer mo, you still have the professional obligation to show up.
I think she was in a unique situation in which she wasn't being used a lot. So she kind of had the momentum and the bit of a leverage to be able to walk out. Kaya, ito kay Roddy medyo mahirap kasi he's still in the middle of a story. He's still being used on TV. And to quit would just to upset that. But at the same time, WWE releasing all these names, even though they're in the middle of stories, isn't that upsetting what they had planned as well? Like, you release Dexter Lumis and Persia Parada and Malcolm Bivens in the middle of their own stories. Why can't Roddy do the same thing if WWE is going to be unprofessional with them as well, diba?
Would you do that? Like, let's say you were in that situation.
Personally, no, because I am way too much of a people pleaser to do that. I would wait out the story to conclude, but I understand why they did it. And If they feel that it's for their own mental health, then I can't really fault them for doing that.
Yeah, yun yung ano eh, yun yung mga bagay na naisip ko rin eh. Like, if I were in that situation, I think I'm with you na. I probably wouldn't do that as well. I'd probably wait out the end of the contract just because personally, nakakatakot din eh na kunwari lumabas yung balita na, oh, si Stan, he just walked out on his contract. Oh, di na siya masaya. He took his ball and he went home, waited for it to end. You know what I mean? Parang that could be part of your reputation and it could follow you to wherever you end up next.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it is a thing. CM Punk did the same thing, right? He legit did the same thing. And you risk upsetting and tainting your own credibility. But at the same time, if you're just not happy, then you're just not happy. And no one can take that away from you as well.
Yeah, I think going through this and just breaking down itong question na to, it makes you feel like there isn't really a black and white answer to a situation like this. Parang, oh, are you going to do that? Tama ba yan for your career and for where you want to be? Really depends on, I guess, the situation. Not that I'm endorsing any particular course of action here. You just really have to weigh things out individually. So with Roderick Strong, as of recording, we just saw him on NXT 2.0 interfering on behalf of the Creed brothers. Assuming things don't change, we're going to be seeing him on TV again next week on NXT 2.0. So if something happens, if an update takes place within the next few days, we'll probably either talk about it on TikTok or bring it up on next week's live stream, which you can catch on Facebook.com/WrestlingWrestlingPodcast or on Kumu at Wrestling Wrestling Pod Thursdays at 7 p.m. Let's go to our picks of the week. I'm going to start. You guys can leave yours in the comment section. I'm going to pick the North American Championship triple threat match from Spring Breakin' between Carmelo Hayes, Cameron Grimes, and Solo Sikoa, as expected for a triple threat match on NXT. Very chaotic, sobrang daming near falls, and aside from Solo Sikoa, yung dalawang kasama niya, mga veteran na rin naman, eh. You know, they know their way around a ring, they know how to make you really keep you at the edge of your seat there. That's what I was looking for in a triple threat match like that. So that's my pick of the week.
My pick of the week is from Dynamite earlier today. Dante Martin versus Rey Fénix. It was a standout match because it's been a while since we saw Dante really fly around in a match, because he hasn't been featured that much the same way he was back when his brother Darius was first injured. So that was really cool. And he got to do it with Rey Fénix. So it was like an American style lucha match that you should go check out, because it's the only or one of the only bright spots of this week's episode.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to your picks of the week in the comments. Leo picks Solo Sikoa versus Cameron Grimes versus Carmelo Hayes, and Bobby Fish versus Jeff Hardy. Roman J picks the Hookhausen promo from Rampage. Julian also shouting out yung promo ni Hangman Adam Page. Admin Angelo picks Okada versus Naito from Wrestling Dontaku. Emil picks Juice Robinson joining the Bullet Club. Yeah, that also happened over the weekend. Aaron also picks Rey Fénix versus Dante Martin, and Colt Cabana showing up as the Brooklyn Brawler in Young Rock. So yeah, if you haven't seen Young Rock, nandun na sila sa point na nagde-debut na si Rock sa WWE, and they got Colt Cabana to be part of the show. I don't know how that worked out, given that he's part of AEW and Young Rock is co-produced by WWE.
Yeah, imagine that we are at a point of our lives and our fandom that part of our fandom is now material for TV. Yeah, for being dramatized, because it's been almost 20 years. Jesus Christ.
25 years, 26 years. Because 96 yun eh.
No. Yun, almost 30 years. Sorry, almost 30 years, not 20 years. Jesus Christ. That's how fucking old we are.
Yeah. Yung pag-dramatize, well, parang... Sorry, you go ahead.
No, I mean, I was going to say that some of you guys are still pretty young, like Sina Julia and Sina Emil, but us, we are fucking old.
Para pa si Chino, di ba? All right. JM also picks the Hookhausen promo, which I haven't seen. So thank you for not spoiling it for me. Ano pa ba? Glendale picks the Bullet Club celebration. Also picks a Noah match. So yeah, so many picks as always. Really appreciate it when you guys drop in your picks of the week. Kasi syempre, di lang naman kami nanonood, di ba? Pati kayo nanonood kayo. And if somebody in the comments happens to tune into the podcast at this point, it's a good way to just compile some recommendations for really good stuff that happened in the world of wrestling, kind of like what The Ringer does, where they compile their own little picks of the week in an entire playlist slash article on theringer.com. So yeah, that's why we do what we do here. It's a pick of the week. Of course, we did it first, right? Okay, let's get to some plugs. Ro, any new articles you want people to check out?
Wala naman. Dapa namang bago this week. So I just want to, I guess, point people to our TikTok at Wrestling2XPod. Content has been slow because I wanted to take a break from it. But just keep asking us stuff so I can have more prompts. Ask us what you want to hear, opinions you want to hear. So yeah, at Wrestling2XPod, read Smart Ken Yun.
All right. For me, I've got a new article that just dropped earlier on NME.com, sa Asia portal ng website. It's a review on the new Bawal Clan album. So yes, my friends from Bawal Clan have dropped something new just last Friday. And I went through the album and gave my thoughts on it. So first article I've written in about half a year. So I hope you get to check that out if you love hip-hop as well. And go check out On Deck with Stancy, new episode on burnout, especially if you think that, oh, I'm in my dream job or I really love this job. And then it turns out not to be what you thought it would be. So that's a topic I got into on On Deck with Stancy for this week. Si Boswaki nangangampan niya eh.
That's okay. Friend of the podcast naman si Boswaki. And we know that he's gonna do good or he's gonna do well if and when he gets elected to the council.
Oh, pa sa mga taga-Paranaque, hold the guy accountable.
Yun.
Admin Angelo yung PhilBasket, you can catch it on Solar Sports, pati sa Facebook, YouTube, Kumu, and TikTok ng PhilBasket. Alright? Go follow us on Twitter as well, at Roeswar, at _StanC, at Chino Supersized, and at Monday Night Rowan. Go say hi to Chino and Rowan as well. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Spotify. Thank you to Babyface producer Gel behind the scenes and the rest of the PNA team as well. And as we get out of here, please keep your masks on. Get your vaccines and your boosters if and when you can. Kita-kita tayo sa Instagram. Pag nag-post na kayo ng mga fingers nyo, boto tayo, alright? Inuuna natin gagawin on Monday, May 9, bago pamunod ng WrestleMania Backlash on the WWE Network in Tagalog. Bumoto muna tayo. Panalo natin to, kulay rosa sa bukas. Papunta pa lang tayo sa exciting part, alright? Catch you again next week, hopefully, with really, really good news for the country. On behalf of Romaran, my name is Stancy. We're out of here. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.